you want to get your company's product or service in front of prospective customers in a way that, you know, might inspire them to give a toss about what you've got to tell them? Well, yeah. Do you have large piles of money cluttering up your office to the point where it's rapidly becoming a safety hazard to your team? That's right, I do. Someone's gonna break an ankle in here. Consider solving both problems by sponsoring ReQuinvent, my own little media circus buried in the fibrillating heart of reInvent. You have questions? Let me know. Ask them so I can pass them to someone on my team as fast as humanly possible, because you do not want me to be on the critical path for these conversations. And then we can discover what cynical yet delightful magic we can create together. Now, what did AWS get up to last week while I was at Monktoberfest in Maine? Let's see here. Amazon Data Zone is now generally available. In a move that handily solves a problem I'm not entirely sure exists, AWS has rolled out yet another service, Amazon Data Zone. This apparently makes it easy to aggregate, sift through, analyze, and curate your data in a cost-effective manner. Because, of course, why wouldn't customers want another billable service for something they're probably already doing through more conventional means? Oh, I simply can't wait to pile more data into more AWS services, says the CTO, who has completely given up on keeping track of his monthly AWS bill. Don't fret if you're lost in the sea of AWS's commitment to innovation. Remember, this is generally available, not generally understandable. Amazon EC2 Hibernate now supports more operating systems, so now that it has more broad support, I look forward to it being adopted by the CNCF, being pronounced Hibernetes, and abbreviated to H8S. Lambda test events are now available in AWS SAM CLI. Another day, another opportunity for AWS to roll out a feature that should have been baked in from day one. AWS has finally graced us with the ability to test Lambda functions using SAM without needing to perform the complex ritual of manually passing JSON test events or maintaining separate test scripts. Now, isn't that revolutionary? The next thing you know, they'll be implementing save buttons that actually save your work on your first attempt. The SAM CLI is bravely going where virtually every other coding environment has gone before. Simplify data transfer. Google BigQuery to Amazon S3 using Amazon AppFlow. AWS is here to simplify your life by making it easier to transfer your data from Google BigQuery to Amazon S3 using AppFlow. What's next? Instructions on how to drain your swimming pool to refill your neighbors? Coming November 2023, a new analysis experience on Amazon QuickSight. And this is something that's atypically clever of AWS. Announcing a change, it will be visible to your business users before they log in one day to discover that everything is new, shiny, and different. I'm not kidding. Can you picture Microsoft pulling that crap with Excel? The army of financial analysts, management consultants, and other business users marching on Redmond to burn them out of their offices would get that change reverted within minutes. If Amazon is serious about QuickSight, and it seems for some reason that they are, they've got to continue on in this vein. Good for them. Implement auto-increment with Amazon DynamoDB. The fact that this very common task requires a 300-level blog post to explain is probably solid signal that the DynamoDB team might want to do some of that undifferentiated heavy lifting for us and implement an auto-increment type natively, no? The future of personal digital records, unlocking security and efficiency through blockchain and smart contracts. The future of personal digital records, AWS proclaims with feverish glee, is here. And guess what wonder tech duo is going to guide us into this sparkling utopia? That's right, blockchain and smart contracts. They try to coin blockchain 2.0, which is not and will never be a thing. And of course, they don't cite a single actual customer using this nonsense, because honestly, who would? But I had to read this fever dream travesty of a blog post, and now you get to hear me gripe about it as a result. Keep this nonsense to the AWS blockchain blog where I can safely ignore it. Those of us reading the database blog where this appears have actual work to do. Slack elevates media pipeline with AWS Elemental Media Convert and Amazon Transcribe. I would be legitimately very interested to learn more about this, because every time I've looked into the elemental offerings previously, it felt like I would be setting large piles of money needlessly on fire if I were to use it. Integrate multiple Microsoft Entra ID tenants with AWS IAM Identity Center. Reminder that Entra ID used to be called Azure AD, and that not all rebrandings are great ideas. They're particularly not great when they all hurl decades of terminology that become globally known into the freaking dumpster and replace it with something that sounds like the sad remains of the encyclopedia that you bought and killed years ago. Building high-throughput satellite data downlink architectures with AWS Ground Station Wideband DigIF and Amfinity Blink SDR. I'm sorry, AWS Ground Station Wideband DigIF Amfinity Blink SDR. That name rolls off the tongue like a big bag of hammers gracefully being dumped down an unfinished spiral staircase during an earthquake. Seek help. And finally, save the date. Join AWS at the Reality Capture Network Conference, October 17th through October 19th, 2023. But at Soviet Tech Conference, reality captures you. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Let's keep on going.